This is episode 12 of season 4's Hidden Game. We have replaced one of the words in this episode. That word is a clue. Enjoy the show.
Okay, does everybody have something to... I don't think you necessarily need anything to... Well, yeah, it'd probably be good.
Yes, writing down. I remember now.
Oh, we need to write?
Something, yeah. Instead of a pen and paper.
It'd be good.
It will help you. I forget to do that, and then halfway through go, shit.
Yeah.
Are there any other specific things we don't need to do? Like, do I need to not have a browser open to Google anything? I don't want to break any rules or be...
Okay. Yeah, I actually don't know how the game works.
Looking up answers would be cheating. That's pretty much
okay.
It.
Just wanted to confirm that, so I didn't want to be, like, cheating or be the only one who's not cheating.
Who can cheat faster?
That's fair.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes high calls? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this three-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak discovered in A1 with the size of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to another episode of Captain Game Show, the trivia wordplay podcast where more often than not, you already know the answers. They just never did you any good before. I'm your host, John Irons. Let's meet tonight's guests. Matt.
Yes. Hey, I'm Gary. Matt.
Gary. Hello, I'm Gary.
And Zuhair.
Hello there, I'm Zuhair.
Welcome to the three of you, Stranded Panda alumnus. Welcome to my house. Tonight's episode of Captain Game Show, as most shows do, will consist of three rounds of trivia and or wordplay games and one round of intermission improv game. I will explain the rules to each game before the game is played, and usually, but not always, if someone misses a question, I'll let the other players have a chance to steal the question and earn the point. Games will either be assigned, meaning I will direct particular questions to particular players, or they'll be what I call buzz in, meaning I'll just ask the question, and if you think you know it, be the first one to say your name to buzz in to try to answer. That's pretty much all you need to know.
Cool.
Does anyone have any questions?
Not yet.
And we say someone else's name to make them buzz in if they don't know the answer.
No.
I like the creative.
And astoundingly, you're not the first person to try it.
Round one.
I call this game People of Color.
Fight.
Fairly simple trivia round. So simple, in fact, I know I just said that I'm going to explain every game, but there's no explanation needed. Simple trivia. If you think you know it, say the answer. And this round will be assigned. So I will call your name and let you know which questions I want you to answer. So let's start with Matt.
I'm down.
I know you are, brother. This DC character's secret identity is Jefferson Pierce. But when he's fighting crime with the power of electrons, he's known as this.
Is that Static Shock?
It is not. Open to Steel.
Black Lightning.
Black Lightning is correct.
I never saw either of those shows.
That's all right. I will remind all the players, the name of this round is People of Color.
Fight.
Gary. In the cartoon Ben 10, This alien form is about 6 inches tall and extremely intelligent.
I've never seen Ben 10, so I will guess ant form.
No, not a bad guess. Open to steal.
I never watched Ben 10 either. First episode once.
Blue meaning.
No, but I'm glad you're catching on. It is gray matter. Zoo. May I call you Zoo?
Yeah.
Great. 1 point to me. Zoo. This royal figure is a character in the Mario video game universe and ruler of the Mushroom Kingdom.
Toad?
No.
Gary?
Nope. Gary.
Bowser?
No. Princess Peach.
Princess Peach is correct. All right, Matt,
I'm not happy with myself right now.
You know what? Actually, I do have a bonus on that question. And I will offer it to Zoo first since it was his question. What is Princess Peach's last name?
Georgia?
Nice try, but no.
At?
Buzz in verbally if you want to try to steal.
Matt already buzzed in.
Is it Peach Matt. Mario?
It is not. I Gary. Believe they're common law at best.
If you Gary. Like to ship it around.
Toadstool.
Toadstool is correct.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, okay.
All right, Matt, this is yours.
All right.
Despite being practically bald and seemingly doomed to failure, this comic strip child is undeniably lovable and has brought laughter to millions through the Peanuts comic strips, cartoons, and films.
This is mine, right?
It's yours.
Charlie Brown.
Yes. Gary. The gruff father played by Kurtwood Smith on the sitcom That 70s Show.
Red?
Yeah.
Foreman?
Red Foreman is correct. Zoo. The member of Pixar's Incredibles family with the same power set as Susan Richards.
Violet.
Yes.
Cool. I could tell the gears were working on that one.
Matt. In Marvel Comics, she's Felicia Hardy, a.k.a. Spider-Man's sometimes enemy slash lover slash ally slash villain.
Black Cat.
Yeah.
Meow.
Gary. After the battle with the Balrog, this is the wizard that emerged from the mines of Moria.
Gandalf the White.
Yes. And Zoo, last question goes to you. This woman, played by Billie Piper, was the companion of the 9th and 10th versions of the Doctor.
Oh, I know nothing about Doctor Who. Just going to go
open
blue. Blue.
Matt. I'm afraid not. Matt.
Rose.
Yes. Rose Tyler is correct.
I watched so much of that, and it took me so long to get to her name. I was like, I know, it was the Doctor and the Doctor and.
All right. Well done. Round two.
Round two.
Scrabblegrams.
Fight.
This game is based on one of my favorite board games, Scrabble. I will give you 7 letters. Every answer in this round is a word that you can spell using some of those letters. You will not use every letter every time, and you will only use each letter once per answer. I'll give you the part of speech. I'll give you a clue to the word. In this game, you can tell me the answer, and you must spell the word. And these are going to be assigned. Your letters are as follows. L. as in lampshade. M as in mattress. A as in armoire. T as in tray table. R as in recliner. P as in pot-bellied stove. And O as in ottoman. L-M-A-T-R-P-O. Those are your letters. Again, it's going to be assigned. So this time we'll start with Gary. And remember, you need to say the word and spell the word. This is an adjective or a noun. As an adjective, it means being vulnerable to death. As a noun, it is a creature, like a human, that is vulnerable to death.
That would be mortal, M-O-R-T-A-L.
Yes. Zoo. Noun. A town or city where ships are loaded and unloaded.
Port. P-O-R-T.
Yes. Matt.
Yes, sir.
Adjective.
Really good at adjectives.
That's great. G-R-E-A-T. Adjective. Having two distinct electrical or magnetic regions, or referring to the most Arctic and Antarctic regions of the Earth.
Polar. P-O-L-A-R.
Yes. Gary. Noun. A tropical Asian root, similar to a sweet potato, which is said to taste sweet in desserts and starchy in soups. It's probably the toughest one.
I don't know.
Open still.
Mm.
That is
Mater, M-A-T-R.
No.
Pot, P-O-T.
Also no. pot is not a root. Mater is a proper noun. That is taro, T-A-R-O.
Ah. Can't say I've heard of it.
I have not.
It's good. I've had it.
Zoo. Noun. An annual formal high school dance.
Prom. P-R-O-M.
Matt. Noun. Synonym for a friend or buddy.
Pal. P-A-L.
Of course. Gary. Noun or verb. The task of surveying an area for potential threats or danger. As a verb, engaging in such a task.
Patrol. P-A-T-R-O-L.
Zoo. Noun. A gemstone made of hydrated silica, often semi-transparent and showing many small points of shifting color against a pale or dark background. How deep is your gemstone knowledge?
Not very.
Open still.
Opal? O-P-A-L?
That's correct. Okay, Matt, this is yours. And last question of the round. Noun or verb? Someone like a vagrant or hobo with little money who moves constantly. As a verb, to walk heavily or noisily.
Tramp. T-R-A-M-P.
Yes.
Ah.
Well done.
I like that game. It was fun.
A little bit. So I'm going for. All right. We have moved quickly through rounds one and two. And now we're going to rest at the amber light and pause for a moment, do some intermission improv.
I don't know why. Intermission improv always makes me so nervous every time. I don't know why. I've done it a few times now. Never been bad, but I always get nervous.
Well, I was going to say, the other rounds, there is a right answer and a wrong answer. Intermission improv, not so much. Stick within the rules, you'll be fine. Tonight, you guys will be playing Wordplay Relay.
Test your might.
Wordplay Relay, I will give you a generalized topic, and you just have to say a word that fits within that topic. The only little bit of a hook to this game is that the first letter of your answer must begin with the last letter of the previous person's answer.
Ooh.
For example, if I said the topic was things related to outer space, and I started you with the word orbit, the next person would take the T and maybe say telescope. Next person takes the E and could say Earth, so on and so forth. H could be heliosphere.
You're too good at this.
I get a lot of practice.
Come on, Sunday noggin.
Sunday noggin is what you said.
Yeah, it's a lot slower than the rest of the noggins.
Yeah, I hear
that. You gotta flex it. I'm gonna set some time on the clock, and I will let you know when it's your turn. And I may or may not tell you what the letter is. I'm assuming you guys can keep up. No repeating answers. And I'm usually pretty lenient on stuff. But if for whatever reason your answer has already been given or it doesn't work for me, I don't allow it. I will probably give you the chance to say something else before I move on to the next person.
Let's go.
All right. Your topic today will be games, toys, or recreational devices. Playthings, stuff like that. I'm going to start with Zoo on this, and I will start you with the word yo-yo. You have an O. Your answer must start with an O. O is kind of tough.
Yep.
Matt, you have an O.
Oh no! Oh no! I didn't mean to laugh at it. I fully think it's hard.
All right. You know what, Gary? I'm going to hook you up. You got one? No. Okay, go ahead.
Oregon Trail.
Ooh.
Okay. Zoo, you have an L.
Laser tag.
Matt, you got a G.
Does games count?
No.
Okay. Game Boy?
I thought you were going to say that. Gary, why?
Ukulele.
Starts with
there's a game. The game ukulele starts with a Y, I mean.
Is that true?
There is. It's similar to like Crash Bandicoot. And but if you want me to go with something else, I'll try to get something else. Okay, I've got something else I can go with.
What's your other something else?
Yoshi's Island.
Okay. Zoo, you have a D. Matt B.
Dodgeball.
Okay. Gary L.
Limbo.
Unfortunately, I'm going to take it. Zoo, you have an O.
God dang it. Worst the first time.
Think of games. Think of board games. I can think of a couple. Matt, you have an O.
Man, I still have not got this.
Gary, you have an O. Operation. Zoo, you have an N.
Nintendo.
Okay. Matt, you have an O.
Damn you. Damn you, Zoo.
Laugh at me again.
I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at how hard the first thing was. okay. Organizer.
Not a game.
Like for your Gary. Game. Games or playing devices. It's organized.
Not a game.
Oddball?
Is that a game?
I can't justify it.
Zoo, you have an L. And 5 seconds. This time.
That's hard.
That sounded like the easiest one of the improv games we've played, and it ended up being very, very difficult for me.
I was looking around my room too, like that stands out.
If I'd been in my studio, I would have had my wall of board games in front of me. But
all right, you guys did great. Round three.
Final round.
Final round of the game. This is a game that I love to play, but I don't play it often because it's one of the ones that require kind of a lot of work on my end.
thank you. We are honored to try this game.
Hope it's not wasted on me.
Round three.
Final round.
John, after our performance in that game, John is reconsidering whether he wants to do this game.
No, it's fine. Science versus fiction.
Fight.
Oh, boy.
The Sci-Fi Channel doesn't make as many original films each year as it used to, but it still cranks out a few every now and then. If you've ever been home and stumbled across one, you're familiar with the quality of the sci-fi original movies that I'm referring to. In this game, I consider it my chance to see if I could do any better. I will give you the name and a synopsis of a sci-fi original film, and you tell me if it's a real movie that actually aired on the Sci-Fi Channel, or if it's one that I just made up.
Dude, that does take a lot of work on your end. Come up with a whole synopsis for a movie? Dang.
It does. These are going to be assigned, but they will be assigned with a twist. This is the only game where I will allow you to wager your points. So I'll assign a question to you. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you don't lose a point, just like any other round. But the other two players are allowed to wager a point. They can take one of their points, and they can bet whether or not they think that it's real or if they think that it's something that I did. Mm. They get it right, they get a point. they get it wrong, they lose that point.
Do we know what our current scores are?
You do not.
Oh, right. I mean, I knew that, but I didn't know we could know, I guess. We cannot know.
You cannot know.
All right.
But, like, you can only ever wager 1 point at a time.
Cool. Oh, okay.
Any other questions?
Do you?
So we say science or fiction as the answer for true or false.
You can just say, I mean, I'm not specific on the words.
Okay.
Just indicate to me whether you think that it's a real thing or a fake thing.
Okay.
Do you know how bad of a gambling problem I have?
I don't know exactly how bad.
You're going to learn today.
I was wondering if you engineered this for me to lose or not.
So, Zoo, we will start with you. Frankenfish. A series of attacks in the Louisiana Bayou have the local police stumped, so they call in a coroner and a biologist to investigate. They soon discover that they ran over their heads and that the creatures responsible are a group of genetically modified Chinese snakeheads who chase the duo onto a houseboat with several other locals. It's a fight to the death between the humans and the swamp-dwelling killer fish. Frankenfish, real or fake?
That sounds like an Irons original. Fake.
Okay. Matt, you want to bet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
I'm going to say it's real.
Okay. Gary, do you want to bet?
Yes, I'll say it's real as well.
It is real.
Ah! Damn.
Matt.
Yes.
Demon Undertaker. Dr. Pierce is a small town anesthesiologist with a faulty moral compass. He's been experimenting on the patients in the hospital for months, but everything changes when he discovers a gas that ceases all bodily functions, including breathing and heartbeat, for 6 hours before the victim wakes up. That's when the experiments get really out of hand. And that's when Dr. Saunders, the hospital's other anesthesiologist, Dr. Elliot, a dentist, and Mike, the hospital's chief of security, realize what Pierce is up to and that they have to stop him.
I'm going to go fake.
Okay. Gary, want to bet?
No.
Zoo, you want to bet?
But real.
You vote real? It is fake. Matt is doing very well. Gary. Arachnequake. Meet Paul. Normally, Paul is your classic underachiever / tour bus driver in the city of New Orleans. Today, however, Paul needs to step up and become a hero. Otherwise, Paul, his bus, and his poor passengers don't stand a chance against the giant fire-breathing spiders that have overtaken the city. A series of earthquakes have released them from their underground nests, and they are pissed and ready to hunt.
I'm going to say fake. It sounds so real, though.
But you're saying fake?
I'm saying fake, yes.
Okay. Zoo, do you want to bet?
Nope.
Matt, do you want to bet?
Oh, yeah. I'll bet one on real.
Okay. It is real. How are you doing this?
I don't want to give away my secrets.
Do you have a tell?
I do have a tell. I do have a thing that I think is why it works. Or what the my guiding star so far, but I'll wait till the end.
Okay. We'll see if it holds up.
Mm-hmm.
Zoo. Ghost Voyage. 9 mysterious strangers wake up on a cargo ship with no memory of how they arrived there. They soon discover that the ship is haunted by evil spirits and that they've been placed there as a kind of punishment and as a test. If they can prove they've truly changed their wicked ways, they'll have the chance to redeem themselves and be free to live their lives. But if they break the rules, they'll sleep with the fishes in hell.
Fake.
Okay. Matt?
I'll bet one on fake, but it was very funny.
Okay. Gary?
I'll bet on fake.
That was real.
Streak broken.
In hell.
In hell. The in hell almost got me back to real, honestly. The in hell, because it was so silly.
Matt.
Yes.
Webs, the movie. An electrician and his crew stumble onto a device that can open a gateway to a parallel Earth, and they soon find themselves in an alternate version of Chicago. While it is similar in most respects, the main difference is that it's been overrun by mutant spiders under the hive control of a giant alien spider queen. Can the crew and a ragtag group of human survivors from the alternate Chicago find a way back through the portal and into our non-spider-dominated world?
I'm going to go real.
Okay. Gary.
Fake.
Zoot.
Nope.
No bets?
No bets.
All right. Webb's the movie is a real movie.
Back on
Gary. Acid Lake. Four best friends on their annual fishing trip get more than they bargained for this year when an earthquake opens up a fissure below them underneath the lake, releasing a strange mixture of chemicals that begins turning the lake into acid. Can they get past not only the flesh-eating, boat-dissolving water, but also the giant mutated fish and make it safely back to the shore?
Fake.
Okay. Zoo.
I'll bet real.
Okay. Matt.
I bet fake.
It's fake.
John, thanks for letting me gamble. I'm getting a real rush over here.
Now you see why I don't gamble.
You're welcome. Zoo. Alien Avenger. Luzin is a cop from another planet that comes to LA in pursuit of Jax, a criminal that escaped from him 8 years ago. In the time Jax has been on Earth, however, he's made a name for himself as an arms dealer and built up a small criminal empire. That's where Tony comes in, a private eye and a smooth
talker
who just happened to be there when Luzin arrived. Tony knows the city and Earth, and Luzin knows Jax. Together, they might just be able to bring this bad guy to justice.
Fake.
Looks he so
says
sad.
With the confidence.
Matt, do you want to bet?
I'm really torn because I also think fake, but the best bet is against Zoo as well. So, like, I just...
All right.
I'm gonna.
I will remind you if this factors into your calculations. That question was assigned to Zoo, so if he gets it wrong, he doesn't lose anything.
Right.
I'm gonna but bet. If you wager, you do.
I'm gonna bet fake.
You bet fake. Okay, Gary, do you want to bet?
I'll bet fake.
It is fake.
I think I got that tail.
You think so? Well, you'll have one more chance to use it. Well, I guess you have two more chances to use it. Matt, this is yours.
All right.
Ice Twisters.
Ice Twisters?
Ice Twisters. A former scientist who now writes science fiction is in the wrong place at the wrong time when he gets caught up in a government experiment to try to combat climate change. The good news is that the experimental drones do successfully change the weather. The bad news is that they create the titular ice twisters, which leave a swath of frozen destruction in their wake as they begin to move from the outskirts of town toward the heart of the city.
That word titular's got me messed up.
I try to work in at least once a show.
I'm going to say real.
Okay. Gary, you want to bet?
I'll bet real.
Sue, do you want to bet?
Real.
Say real. You're trusting on Matt's tell?
No, there's just something about that description.
It is real. last one, Gary, this is yours. Tropical nightmare. Everyone was stoked for their trip to Hawaii. Newlyweds, Terry and Tracy, were finally going to have their honeymoon, and their teenage kids, Micah and Andrew, get to have an awesome vacation. Unfortunately, some local kids dared Micah and Andrew to go into an abandoned underground bunker in the middle of the forest. Long story short, they accidentally thaw out some zombies. Can the retired Navy SEAL, who is currently running the surf shop, help the kids find their parents and get off the island?
I'll say fake.
Okay.
So, what was that one called?
Tropical Nightmare.
Tropical Nightmare.
Say fake.
Okay. Matt.
I would also say fake.
Something about that that like sounds real but not sci-fi.
That was fake. Good job. All right, give me a second to add up your totals here.
All right. Let's see how Badzu did.
Final scores. Zoo, 9 points. Gary, 11 points. Matt, 17 points. Jeez. Yeah. That was impressive.
I feel gratified. I'd like to thank the Academy.
So did your tell hold through? I think you missed one of them.
I missed one. So my biggest tell was the fake ones made too much sense with the title. That was the first thing that got me. Because a lot of times the sci-fi ones, they say a title, but then you read them and they're kind of like, is the best name for that spider quake? Like your names were too good.
That's why I did Demon Undertaker. There's no demon in that. Is that the one that got you?
No.
Ghost Voyage was the one that got you.
Yeah, yeah. What was it? Ghost?
Ghost Voyage, whether in hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one was tough because that one felt... Was that one real or fake?
That was real.
Okay, yeah. I was like, that one fit too well. And so I decided to stick with my my device that I was using. But it I have another tell, but I'll share my other tell another time.
Sure. We'll probably play this game again in a couple of years. If I can fix it before then.
But you want to know my other tell for real? I'll tell it.
Yeah.
The tell that I thought. You used more names.
I thought that.
You were trying, I think you're trying to make it sound more real, but the real ones, they'll use like one, maybe two names. I thought.
See, that's why, yeah. I tried to mix that up too, because I had to look up a lot of these descriptions. So some of them I didn't use names.
Here okay, I am wondering if his was like laughing at his own description. Then you guys are so in depth with all that.
All right, Matt. So as tonight's winner, your prize that you are the first to pitch, plug, or promote anything you like on the show.
Oh, check out strandedpanda.com and look at all the podcasts there. The one that I do most often is the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. So check out strandedpanda.com. All the podcasts there are wonderful, and we'd love to have you guys all check them out. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Zoo.
Also on strandedpanda.com, you will find Animation Deliberation, where we're talking about a bunch of animated content. Currently, we're covering the weekly coverage of Harley Quinn. And those people who are watching Ms. Marvel now and still want to hear my voice, you can go to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast for that, too.
Yeah.
And Gary.
I guess if this is an embarrassment of pandas on here, then I'll have to go with strandedpanda.com. I'm currently assisting both John and Matt with the Orville coverage on the PandaVision podcast. So
yeah.
Check that out if you hate the Orville.
Oh, what?
Pandas.
As for me, you can find other episodes of Captain Game Show wherever you happen to find this episode of Captain Game Show. Please subscribe. That would be great. But even greater would be if you liked it and shared it and left a star or word written review. That's how other people looking for trivia podcasts or game show podcasts, or dare I say amusing podcasts, might find Captain Game Show. I will also say that this episode is one of the episodes that will be part of the Hidden Game. There will be a word that has been replaced by our artificial intelligence assistant, Archibald. Every show, there's a word. Collect those words. Listen to the riddle clue at the end of the season. Decipher the clue. Solve the puzzle. Win a prize. Aside from that, Matt, Gary, Zoo, thank you for your contestantage.
Thanks for having me.
Any stranded panda or pandophile who might be listening, thank you for your ears. And everyone else, all the whole wide world, God bless and good night. Catch you next time on Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
I don't know if I ever told you about this, but I thought it was very funny. Alyssa, you know, we were in that the Nashville group that became the Vegas group or whatever.
The travel group.
The travel group. And your name is Zoo in there. I think I did that.
It's like a shitload of U's on it.
Z with the tons of U's. And so she would see the alerts that you had said something in the chat, but she didn't understand how those alerts worked. So she thought that people were saying Zoo all the time. You're probably one-tenth of the messages were just because it would cut off and the actual message wouldn't appear. So every time, I stopped listening to that chat because it's just they're just always going Zoo.
Just randomly yelling my name for no reason.
After credit bonus scene.
Is this going to be audio only, or is this video as well?
I'm only going to release the audio. You can feel free to have video on or not as you please.
Get as naked as you need to be.
I'm always as naked as I need to be.
Bottom half is always nothing.
Part of the podcaster contract, I think.
Winnie the Pooh, that's what they call it.
After credit bonus scene.
Yesterday was a whole day at Busch Gardens, so as fun as it was, it was exhausting. But today, I've been just in a blanket for 6 hours watching TV, so it's been wonderful.
Now, is that like a W Busch Gardens or like HW Busch Gardens?
I can't tell if something's just going over my head or it's a question I'm not
41 or 43 Busch Garden. It was just a George Bush joke.
I don't even know what happened, but that was funny.
Just laughed
after credit bonus scene.
for the next week, I'm going to have all these O words come to mind that are not game related.
Mm-hmm. Just going to scar you as you go about your day.
Yes. Randomly pop in my mind. Ah.
Yeah, I'm really, I do not feel smart whenever I play Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
Here okay, I am wondering if his was like laughing at his own descriptions, and you guys are so in depth with all that.
Yours were better written too. So the other ones were kitschy. Like they were like, meat, da da da. Like that one, I was like, this is definitely fake. I don't think you would write.
I wrote all of them.
You might. Oh, you wrote all of them.
Well, I wrote all of them.
I thought those were actual synopsises, like from the thing. So that changes everything. No,
I mean, like I looked up because I haven't seen these movies, but I looked up the synopsis and I rewrote the description. So I tried to put them all in my voice.
I think we're just like sitting and watching sci-fi one night. It's like, this would be a great game.
Never mind. None of my tells worked then. Well, the first one looks okay.
You got lucky. Luck counts.
Yeah.
After credit bonus scene.
The tell I saw, I didn't want to explain it just in case it happened again in the future. Because when you're reading a real one, your eyes would look to the right for the title. And when you're reading a fake one, your eyes would look to the left for a title. So I didn't even listen to the description when I noticed that. I just looked to see when you were reading the, yeah.
No, that is based on nothing. They're all just in a list.
That worked for me. I don't know.
No, they're all on the same list. They're all just listed here. But the ones that I made up are in bold. Over here is where I'm just keeping the score. Writing down the numbers.
I feel embarrassed that my a couple of my methods were wrong, my assumptions were wrong, but I also feel really good that I was so lucky. The gambler's life, man.
Well, you know what? I'm glad I could stoke your addiction for 10 minutes and then walk away.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
My name is Paul. I'm going to be your tour guide today.
Last night there was an earthquake. That's not common in these parts, is it?
Depends on how much bourbon you've had.
Oh my God, French Quarter.
Your brother better not have anything to do with this.
Pops?
Oh, there's a giant spider up on
this! This place is crawling with giant spiders!
My wife and kids are in New Orleans.
And I've got orders to secure the perimeter and keep all the civilians out of here.
You don't understand.
The kids are in trouble.
These things have to have a weakness, right? There's got to be something we can do.
You can run.
Now that is how you make jambalaya.
But 8 legs are faster than 2. Edward Furlong. Tracy Gold.
And to show Daddy Longlegs how we roll on the bayou.
Arachnaquake.
Outstanding.